Let us start on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Gufe Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Vechen Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shemen Zayis Mevorchen Olav Boirei Pri Ha'etz. That on Shemen you make a Boirei Pri Ha'etz. So the Gemara asks, Heichi Domi, Ilema de Koshosilei, if he drinks plain Shemen, Uzuki mazikley, so he doesn't have any hano. It is mazikim. Disanye hashoyse shemen shel truma mishalem es akeren ve'eni mishalem es achaimish. If a person drinks a zor, a Yisrael will drink shemen shel truma b'shoygik. So the din is if a zor eats truma b'shoygik, he pays keren v'chaimish. But if he drinks shemen shel truma, since it is mazik, Mishalem es hakeren, so he's considered a mazik to the koyin, and he pays for the trume. Ve'ene mishalem es hachaymish, but is not considered a maisa achile, and therefore he does not pay keren v'chaymish. Hasoch shemen shel trume, if a person, a Yisrael, b'shoigik, will smear himself with shemen shel trume, mishalem es hakeren, and mishalem es hachaymish. But al koponim hanegei alonu, we see that that drinking shemen alone is not considered a ma'isa achila. Ela de ka'ochile al yedei pas. So we'll say the case is that he had bread and he dipped the bread into shemen. Then it's not mazik. Then it's very tasty. Ihochi. So if that is the case, havile pas iker v'hu tofel. So then the pas, that is the iker, so you make a moitzi on the pas, and the shemen is the tofel, usnan zeh klal kol shu iker v'imay tfeile, mevorich al ha iker, upoiter es ha tfeile. So if a person is eating pas together with shemen, so then you do not make a bere pri ha'etz on the shemen, you make a moitzi on the pas, and that patels the shemen, since the shemen is a tofel. So what is the case that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that one makes a Boirei Pri Ha'etz on Shemen? So the Gemara answers, Elo de Koshosi Lei Al Yedei Anigrim. He drank the Shemen, but the Shemen was put into Anigrim. Anigrim is more or less a type of a beet soup. The Omar Rabbe Bar Shmuel Anigroin Maya de Silki, that's the water that was used to cook beets. So Memele, and he added shemen, there was a type of a borscht, and he added shemen to it. And Sigroin Maya de Kulush Leiki, that's if other Yerokis were cooked in water, so then that soup is called Ansigroin. So Memele, that is the case. That means shemen alone, if a person takes shemen, it is mazik. A person doesn't make a Boirei Pri Ha'etz on that shtiyah. But it's speaking about he added shemen to his beet borscht, and now he makes a Boirei Pri Ha'etz. So the Gemara asks, Im kein havalei anigrein iker, if that is the concoction over here, you have shemen that is added to anigrein, so the anigrein is iker. V'shemen tofel, and the shemen is tofel. Usnan weiter zeh klal kol shu iker ve'imay tveile mevorich al ha iker upoiter es ha tveile. So if that is the case, so he still does not make a boirei pri ha'etz on the shemen, because the shemen is only a tofel in the achila. The iker is the anigrein, the beet borscht. So you make a boirei pri ha'etz on it. But I'll kapon him, so what, where is the case that you make a Boirei Pri Ha'etz on Shemen? So the Gemara finally comes to a case. Hoche b'may askinon, b'choshish b'groinoi. We're speaking about a person who has a sore throat. And a sore throat, it's very good. Shemen helps the throat, it soothes the throat. We learned a baraisa that says as follows. D'sanye, ha'choshish b'groinoi. This Baraisa was settling in Hilchos Shabbos. If a person has a sore throat, lo ya'arenu b'shemen tchila b'shabbos. So a person should not gargle with shemen in Shabbos, because Chazal asled any refuah, agzeirim mishum shchika samamonim. If a person will take medicines or do another pool or refuah, he might come to make medicines. And making medicines involves shrika samamonim, you take herbs and you grind them. And that's an iso diereise. So Chazal asked on Shabbos to take any refuah. So if a person is gargling his throat with shemen, he's not allowed to gargle it on Shabbos because this is a maisa refuah. Avol noisein shemen harbei lesoich hanigrei. But he's allowed to put a lot of shemen. And the Mefarshim say a lot of shemen does not mean it's more shemen than a nigrein. That wouldn't taste too good. No, it's speaking about he's adding more than the normal amount. It's still borscht. It's a more or less an oily borscht. It does wonders for his throat. But it's not nire ubeileya. But this is a machal briyim already. Borscht, one doesn't measure if it's so oily, a little less oily. Borscht is borscht. So memele, if he has borscht, even though there's added more oil, so it's good for the throat, and a person is allowed to take it on Shabbos. Al koponim, we see that when one adds an extra amount of shemen to borscht, so then, number one, it's a refuah. It's good for the throat. So in such a case, a person who has a sore throat, even though he's not a borscht lover, but he'll enjoy this machel because of the te'eles he'll get out of it from the sore throat, that will soothe his throat. So al koponim, in such a case, a chayle, that's chayshish begroinai, and he added, there's more than the normal amount of shemen in this anigrei. So by him, what is the iker of this concoction, this oily borscht, what is the iker? The shemen is the iker. The anigrei in this case is a tofel. So it is mevorech ala iker, ve'enei mevorech ala tofel. So since the iker is the shemen, so one makes birchas ha-shemen. The Birchas HaShemen is a Beire Pri Ha'etz, and that is the case. So that, what they said, Shemen, Zayis, Mavoch, and all of Beire Pri Ha'etz, whittles down to a case with a person with a sore throat, he put the Shemen in the Anigraim, and in that case, the Shemen is an Iker, and in that case, he makes a Beire Pri Ha'etz. Let us see Rashi. Hanegei Elona will start from Ayidei Anigrein, this we're up to from last week. Ayidei Anigrein, min machel hu, it's a type of a machel, v'noisnin l'soichai shemen, and shemen is part of the ingredients, v'shoni b'mishne b'kama mekaymes, da'oma rabbe bar shmul, lo'yosa hochi alereflushilon mainihu, it's just telling us what the translation of Anigrein is, ma'i de silke. May the silke maim shesholku behem tarde, which I've said this means beets. The kulu shleike, what's an sigrein? Kol mine yerek sholok, all types of yerokas which were cooked. Ha choyshish begroinoi. So the Gemara says, oche b'may eskinin, some bichoyshish begroinoi. V'tzorich loseis boi shemen harba. He has to give more than the usual amount of shemen. Da havelei shemen iker va anigrein tofel. So in this case, the shemen is the iker and the anigrein is the tofel. Lo ya'arenu b'shemen b'shabbos. The tais lo ya'arenu b'shemen b'shabbos means he should not be mashe, he should not hold the shemen, should not gargle with the shemen on Shabbos. The mashilei b'soich groinoi, iro means he's holding it in his throat, ve'enoi boiloi, but he's not swallowing it. Ve'kiven deloi bolalei, since he's not swallowing the shemen, muchicha milse delerefuahu. So everyone sees his intent is to be merap himself. V'chachomim gozru al kol refuois hanikoris. Whenever a person is doing a refue, and it is nikar, it's spelled out that he's doing this to heal himself, so Chazal aso this on Shabbos. Mishum shchika samonim shehi meloche. They were geyser, a person is not allowed to be oisik berefuois on Shabbos, a gzeri might come to make refuois, and that would involve a meloche deraise, grinding some amonim, teichen, a toiled of teichen. Tchile, hachoishes begroinoi, lo yarenu b'shemen, tchila b'shabes. It should not be put in his mouth for an intent to just hold it there. Tchila, kloima. Lechatchila lo yitein hashemen bepiv, l'shem ilu. The shemen should not be put in his mouth for ilu. Ti'im, l'shem bliya. It is only muta if he puts it in his mouth, l'shem bliya. What does that mean? He has an intent, he's going to swallow it. Vimbol hashoisoi, and if he wants to hold it there for 5 minutes and then swallow it, yishenu, that is permitted. That means that Chazal will only matter if he has an intent to swallow it eventually. Then he's allowed to take it in his mouth. Aile maise till he swallows it, haltes dot mafen golgul fafinif minut. So Rav Moshe says in the note, is there a pesachir how quickly a person is supposed to swallow? Chazal never gave such shiurim. If lemaise he's going to drink the shemen eventually, so memela, even though he's holding it, he's holding it till he swallows it down, he wants to chaparain the tam of the shemen. So if he has an intent not to swallow it, that's the first halacha. Achoishish begroinoi lo yarenu b'shemen tchila. If the tchilas nesina is only for shehiye, he has no intent to swallow it. That is also, that is a ma'aser refuah. Avol noisin shemen harbe l'seicha nigrein u'beileya. But if he has an intent to swallow, so then even though he's shoye till he swallows, that's muta. Let us see Taisus. Lo ya'arenu perish Rashi lahashoisoi. He should not be mashe. Ve'im taima. So l'chayre, let us look at the Baraisa. The Baraisa is very interesting. The Baraisa starts off with Shemen, and it says the Iser of Shemen is lo ya'arenu. But what will be if he has an intent to swallow it, then it's mutter. That's the reisha. The sefer says, "Avol noisin shemen harbe l'seicha nigreinu b'leya." The sefer says that a nigrein is mutter when he swallows it. So l'chayre, there's a meiridik kasha on Rashi. Why does the Tana make a chilik between plain shemen and anigroin, if the Isar of shemen is only lo ya'arenu? The Isar of shemen is only if he has an intent to gargle with it. But if he's an intent to swallow it, it's mutter. So why are you making a difference between shemen and anigroin? Make the difference between shemen alone. Shemen l'shem ir, and anigroin is also the same thing. Anigroin ubeleya. So the difference is not anigroin and shemen, the difference is what his intent is. If it's an intent to swallow, it's mutter. If it's an intent to gargle, to spit it out, it's also. So why did the Tana make a difference between anigrein and shemen? That's Taisvis Kasha. V'im taima in kein lifloig v'lisni b'dido. So let him say the chilik by shemen alone. Ma'ir yadei anigrein. Why does he bring in anigrein? Afilu be'enei shori leboi loy la'alta. Afilo if it's ba'en, it's permitted to be b'leya. The enei also la'ara behind the la'ashayse, because the iser by shemen gufe is also only if he's mashe. So why did he make a difference between shemen and anigrein? The difference is if he's going to swallow it, he's going to spit it out. That's Taisvus Kasha and Rashi. The Nachlas David wants to affirm for Rashi that the Tana only spoke practically. That means no one would ever swallow shemen, because shemen is mazik, like we heard before. The Tana is just telling us the halacha, that l'maise, if he has an intent to spit it out, and by shemen, that's what everyone does. No one swallows shemen, it's mazik.
So it's also. If he has an intent to swallow it eventually, so then she is also muta. Why did the Tana speak about a nigrin in shemen? Because dibber bohiva. Normally by shemen you spit it out, you don't swallow. So he said, lo yarenu b'shemen. And a nigrin, since one does swallow it, so then the tzir of heter, he chapped on by a nigrin. That's how he wants to emphasize Rashi. But the Ri did not like this teretz. Al kain, the Ri understood, if shemen alone, it seems it would be mutter if he swallows it. So let him say the aloha by shemen. Al kain perish al Ri, loy, the translation of loy ya'arenu does not mean he shouldn't hold it in his throat. Loy ya'arenu means afilu he's swallowing it. By shemen lo ya'arenu afilu bibliye b'loishehiye. Afilu, he's swallowing it right away. Someone looks at him, so he's not goggling, he's swallowing. Shekol shesiye. She'enai elele refue, kori le'iru. But this is called gargling. Who are you fooling over here? Who drinks shemen? So when a person swallows shemen, that spells out black on white refue, because no one swallows shemen. Va'afiluk she'boiloi. So the blie of shemen is called iru. That's called gargling, because no one drinks shemen. By the time of the mitzvah, mishem de kamuch chamilse de l'rafua kamacham. So memele, but a nigrain in the pashas from Taisvus Taisin does not hold Rashi's diktoire that if he has an intent to be boileya later, he could goggle also in the middle of the Rashi. Taisvus halter nish from derish diktoire, but by a nigrain or boileya, a nigrain that means we're just speaking about. No one ever spoke about gargling bad year. Gargling is mamish a ma'isa refua. We're speaking about swallowing. So the Braisa says as follows: if he swallows shemen, that spells out gargling. If he swallows a nigrain, that spells out shtiyah. That's a ma'isa. It's a machul briim, which is it doesn't spell out refua. That is mutter. So that is Tais v'shita. And Tais is dingsich with Rashi that according to Rashi, afilu lema'isa afilu. Shehiya will be muta if eventually he will swallow it. Inami yesh li yashev peirish Rashi. Taisvis wants to be miyashev peirish Rashi as follows. Lo ya'arenu lahashoysoy. He should not be mashit, avu noisin hu lesoich anigrein, vafilu lahashoysoy. Oy boy loy, be'enei b'loy shiye. So Taisvis wants to say that the Beraisa says as follows: Hachoshish b'groinoi lo ya'arenu b'shemen tchila b'shabbos. A person is not allowed to gargle with shemen. Shemen Taisvis, this pshat in Rashi is meiradik akulas that shemen, which in Yesod is not a machol briyim, to gargle with shemen, which he's doing a pu'ule, not with a machol briyim, in a pu'ule sharafu'e, that is also. Avol noisein shemen harbei l'soich anigroin, but if he wants to gargle with anigroin and spit it out, that is mutter. That's one chiddush. So we see here a meira de kechidish according to Taisvus Pshat, that if a person is starting off with a machul briyim, even though he's doing a pu'ula shel refueh, a machul briyim it's mutter to do al kaponim this pu'ula shel refueh. A person is allowed to gargle. Or maybe this is also called a type of an achila. If it's a machol briyim and he has a soothing effect from the gargling, that's also called a ma'isa achila, that is mutter. Uboileya, now this goes back on shemen alone. That what if he has shemen, which is not a machol briyim, but if he'll do a ma'isa achila with it, this will also be mutter. Al koponim, so these are the three shitas are to learn pshat in this Baraisa. The Pashtus of Rashi, Rashi holds that that's how the Nachlos Bavli wants to say pshat in Rashi, that with a nigroin, since the Steiger is one, could be Beileia, so one is mutter to be Masha and then later be Beileia. And then the Lomdus is because it is considered one long Maisa Achila, even though it's taking a 5 minutes till he gets it down his throat, but that's called one long Maisa Achila. And by Shemen, no one would do such a thing, so therefore by Shemen it is also to, by Shemen it is also to gargle. But if we'll swallow it, then Lechayre, David said no one would ever swallow Shemen. So that's why by Shemen the only thing a person would do would be to spit it out. So by Shemen it is also, and by a nigroin it is mutter to gargle if we'll swallow it later. That's Rashi Shita, and then we have the Ri. The Ri holds swallowing Shemen is also, because that alone is called a refuah. And Davke swallowing a nigrin is mutter, doesn't Bechlal speak about Shehiyah. And then we have the third Mahalach, that Thesis wants to say in Rashi, two very big chedushim, that he's allowed to spit it out of its amachol briyim, or he's allowed to swallow it, even though it is not amachol briyim, he's doing a pula of shtir. But al koponim, what we derive from this baraisa is we see that this machal anigrin with shemen is very good for a sore throat, and in such a case, this is the ikir of the machal, and therefore one will make a bere priyoetz. So the Gemara asks pshite. So what is the chiddush in such a case that one makes a bere priyoetz? You answered all the questions. It's an ikir. That's the klal, you make a brocha on the ikir, and paiter as a tofu. So the Gemara says, no, it's a very big chiddush. Mao de teimek, even the l'refuah komachavin, loy levorich olay, klal. Since he's machavin for refuah, he should not make a brocha. Kamash malom, kiven the islay hanominei, boy, bruchi. But since he has hano, he makes a brocha. So let us explain the chiddush over here. L'refue kom mechavin, that it seems from the Gemara, hanoas refue, and that one does not make a broche. It could be the svara is because hanoas refue is, it's silo kahezik. It's not a positive hano. It's a hano shlili. That means my throat doesn't hurt me. I'm not getting a hano from the shemen. The sore throat is going away. For example, there is a similar halacha that what is the din? A reyach, a psomim, shel mesim. Halacha in simen reish yud zayin. Psomim shel mesim. Or psomim shel beis akise. That have a beautiful reyach. And one takes these psomim and he smells them. Because he likes the reyach. He doesn't make any broche. Because the tachlis of these psalmim is lahavir hasirchaim. These psalmim were not made to smell. These psalmim were made to cover up a bad odor. That's the tachlis of these psalmim. So memele, you don't make a broch on them. They didn't, the tachlis is not to be nene from their reyach. The tachlis is to be mesalik a reyach ra. So we see if something, even though it's a good reyach, but if the tachlis of this reyach is siluka hezik, it's something, it's not something positive. It's not I'm deriving hanor from it. It's just to take away a bad odor. One doesn't make a broche. So memele, refuah is also the same thing. Refuah, what is he getting? He's getting siluka hezik, that his throat doesn't hurt him. So I would think since that's his kavoneh, And so I would think you don't make a broch on that. Like, just like you don't make a broch on b'samim shel meisim or b'samim shel beis akise. It's kamash melon, but there's something else also involved. The borscht tastes good also. Besides the hano as refuah, but it tastes good also. It's a good combination. So the borscht is a little oily. So memele, he's deriving hano gashmi also from this cheshbon. He has hanoah sachila. It tastes good. So if it tastes good, keep it. That's the chiddush. I was even though the Iker Kavon is, when he does Nevasothrot, he wouldn't touch this boast. But I'll call upon him, but when he does Nevasothrot, is given the Luchuk, the Rufuk, Komechavim, Loyle, Varechalei, Kamash Malon, given the Islai Hanomine, but he has Hano also. Fault, the Shemen is Mamtik, the boast, is Memela Boy Bruchis, he has to make a Birchas Hanenim. Let us see Rashi. Islai hanominei levada refue. Besides the refue. Yeshloi anos achile. He has anos achile. So for the anos achile is mechayev abroche. He's mechayev abroche because of the anos achile. Let us see Tosfos. Kiven the islai hanominei boi bruchi. Venirin advorin. Vim odom shoise. Mashkin l'refue. If a person drinks mashkin l'refue, im amashkim roim lishtois, the last lehanomine leboy bruchi. If the mashkim don't taste good, leboy bruchi. Vis lehanomine beloya refue, boy bruchi. So Taisa said now a chiddush. Taisa said a chiddush, if a person drinks mashkin l'refue, it matters if it doesn't taste good, you don't make a broche. If it tastes good, you do make a broche. V'nirin ha-dvorim. It seems Tosfos hat apostol mechadish given. L'chayre, isn't that mamish the Gemara? What is Tosfos saying different than the Gemara? The Gemara said this, that if it's hanos refuah, it's not called a hano. You have hano besides the refuah. So what does Tosfos say if a person takes mashkele refuah? So if it tastes good, you'll make a broche. Now Taisa sang Amoyre de Kechidish. There's brought down, the Beis Yosef in Simen Reish Dalet brings down Ashitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, if someone takes a mashkele refuah, now a mashkele refuah means it's a medicine that tastes good. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, one should not make a broch on it. The whole thing is a refuah. It tastes good. You have a cherry flavored antibiotic. So what is it? No one take. It's a refuah. No, it's cherry flavored. But the whole tachlis is the refuah. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds one does not make a broch whatsoever. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Mistamin Lamdas held a cherry flavored antibiotic is besomim shel mesim. It's the same thing. This smells good and this tastes good. But the tachlis of besomim shel mesim is not to be mahane the merichim. The tachlis of these besomim is to take away the reyacha. You don't make a broch on that. The tachlis of cherry flavored antibiotic is to kill the germ. That's the tachlis. So it tastes good also. What's this? You don't make a broch. So the Beis Yosef asks a kasha on the Rabbein Yeruchim from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, on Nigrein with Shemen, you do make a broch, even though the Tachlis is a refuah. So the Afikim Meginim wants to say that no, there's a big difference. Boast with Shemen is a machol briyim. Vinisht vi, it's boast, it's not medicine, it's a machol briyim. And I'm having hanoa sachila from it. No, grad, I'm taking boast now because, the halts to tvei. Aber al koponim, this is a machol briyim. So if it is a machol briyim, so, and I'm having hanoa nocheichet, then you make a broche. But something that's miyuchid le medicine, no, it tastes good, but it's a medicine. That the Rabbeinu Yeruchim held that you don't make a broche. Now there's a shitas ha-ra'ah. The ra'ah says by medicine that tastes good, you make a broche. But you know what broche you make? A shahako. You don't make a broche meforetes. That means even though the halacha would be mechayiv, that let's say this is a priyetz or a priyadom, you make a shahako. Since the ikir is l'refuah, no, you have a no, you make a shahako. L'chayre Tosfos here is coming to tell us, not like the Rabbeinu Yeruchim,
not like the Ro'ah, and that is Taisus Chiddush. V'nirin hadvorim. Taisus says, I don't like the Shtik Teira, what the Fikim Meginim said in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. V'nirin hadvorim. If he has any hano besides the hano refue, boy bruchi, and it could be boy bruchi, like we said over here, boy bruchi. Just like here, the boy bruchi is the broch, not a shahako. You make the broch of the mean. You have hano from the shemen, you make the broch on the shemen. So if you'll have a mashke, and you'll have any hano from it, besides the hanos refue, you make a brocha on that mean. So Taisvus, we paskin like that. We paskin like this. We don't paskin like the Ro'ah. We don't paskin like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. We paskin if a person has any medicine and it doesn't taste too bad, even though it's only miyuchid lechaylim. It's not a machol b'riyim, but if it tastes good and he has hanos achila, al kaponim one makes a brocha b'yichas hananim, and that is shitas haTaisvus. Let us go further. Kimche dechiti. A person made flour out of wheat. Now, when a person eats a raw kernel of wheat, akoises es achita, one makes a bayre priyadoma. Kimche dechiti. A person now took this kernels of wheat, and he ground it and he made flour. Rav Yehuda Omar Boire Priyadoma. Rav Yehuda says you make a Boire Priyadoma. He says that what it became flour is garnished. Rav Nachman Omar Shahakel Niyo Bidvori. Rav Nachman said you make a Shahakel. Now, in order for us to understand Rashi, there's missing in our Gemara another line, which the Rosh brings down, and seems Rashi had this girsa. Now, the Rosh says as follows. The Gemara repeats itself. Rab Yehuda Oimer Boire Pri Adoma. You make a Boire Pri Adoma on the flower. Prihu. This is a peri. This flower was a Pri Adoma. I never saw a flower growing on from the ground. No. Prihu. Even though it changed, it doesn't look like a kernel of wheat. It has a different tzure. That's what Rav Yehuda holds. And Rav Nachman says, even the ishtani, since it changed, lav bemilseikoi. That what it changed, this is not a kernel of wheat. This is already flour. It's a dover acher. So Mamela, therefore, one makes a Shahakel. Now we'll understand Rashi. So Rashi says, Afal Gav de Ishtani, this is the Afal Gav de Ishtani, Vigora, and it became worse than it was before. Hoyo Veloy Ishtani li Iluya Ma'al Yisse. That means after the Hishtanos, it didn't become better than before. In this matzev, it's not a kernel of wheat. It doesn't have the tzur of wheat. It doesn't have the potential, what wheat will potentially have. It's not bread, it's not pas, it's not mezoinis. So, vigora, hoyeb lo yishtane li iluya ma'al yis. It's not the vile better than it was before. Bemilsei koi, aval pikein, bemilsei koi, that is the svare of Rav Yehuda. And the Achreinim bring a meiridike raya to Rav Yehuda from a memre of Rabbi Lezer Weiter Daf Nun Amud Beis. Rabbi Lezer says a very interesting halacha. A person took grapes and he made wine out of them. So you make wine out of grapes, you make a bayre priyagofen. So Rabbi Lezer says, you know when you make a bayer priya gofen a wine, if the wine was diluted, if you were moizig the wine, then you make a bayer, then it's drinkable. If it's in full strength and it wasn't diluted, that's not wine. That's not wine. So what is it? So we have something very interesting. It's a grape. The after squeezing out the grape, it's not very drinkable because it's much too strong to appreciate it. You can't make a boire priya gofen on this. It's not ishtani li luye.
So Rabbi Lezer says, you know what bracha you make? A boire pri agov. Boire pri ha'etz. Boire pri ha'etz. Why do you make a boire pri ha'etz? Good. It's not better than before. So we say it should remain the way it was before. So even though, so the bracha remains. Even though this hishtanus l'chayre made kalye, it's not a grape and it's not wine. The bracha remains the same. So be'emesin, this is a moire dikerai to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is also the same thing. You took a kernel of wheat, now you ground the wheat, it's not pas, so you can't make a moitzi, it's not mezoinis. So it's still, but there's a potential to become pas or mezoinis. Al koponim, the broche remains b'milsei koi. It remains the way it was before. The problem is, what did Rav Nachman do with this Rav Elazar? What did Rav Nachman do with this Rav Elazar? It's a shrek. Rav Nachman says, no, it became worse. You make a shahakel. So why over there also you should make a shahakel? It also became worse. It's not a grape and it's not wine. Why there don't you make a shahakel? It could be the difference is as follows. There lemaise, the ilui of grapes is the tachlis of grapes is to become wine. That's the tachlis of grapes. The pri is oime to become wine. The tsura of wine, that means this, the shinui that happened, the shinui that happened is that it became from a grape wine. So the etzem hishtanus is not a shinui ligre yusuf, okay? It's oime to become wine. So Mamele, the Shinui is Be'etzem Ha'iloi. It improved. No, Lamaise, it's not wine yet. It has to be diluted. So Al Kolponim, but since this is the Tachlis of the Peiri, this Tzure is the Tachlis of the Peiri, so Mamele, it doesn't lose the Shem Priyaitz, because this is the Tachlis of the Priyaitz, that it should become wine. It didn't become wine yet, so you can't make a Boire Pri Agofen. But this Shini Atzure is not a Sibbe to be Ma'abed the previous Brocha, because it didn't get worse. In Tzure Al Kaponim it didn't get worse. So the Shini Atzure is not a Sibbe that it should lose the Brocha. Masha Enkein over here by Kemach, Rav Nachman held. Rav Nachman held by Kemach here, this Tzure is Bechlau not a Tzure that's better than the previous tzura. It's not a pri adom anymore. The flower does not grow from the ground. And the tzura that it has now is also not a tzura tachlisi. That means it's not oimit to become flower. Flower is not a tachlis. It's only a stage in between. So Rav Nachman held, therefore, he can make a pri adom and fakert. It lost the shame pri adom because it was nishtane. And the tzur is also not the tachlis of the pri adome. So memele, you make a shahakel. Yeah. Omale rove le Rav Nachman, so rove told Rav Nachman le tivlig ole de Rav Yehuda. Listen, you shouldn't ding sich with Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yochanan u Shmuel kaimi kevose. You know, he has big people that hold like him. Rav Yochanan and Shmuel hold like him. Why? The Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, the Omar Rav Yitzchak Omar Rav Yochanan, Shemen Zayis, Mevolchin Olav, Beire Priyaitz. Shemen Zayis, Shemeka Beire Priyaitz. Alme, Aval Gav De Ishtane, even though it changed, B'milsei Koi, it still has the Bracha of Beire Priyaitz, Shemen. Hachinami over here also, Afol Gav Di Ishtane, B'milsei Koi. What are you saying? That the Shemen. What are you saying that Kemach, since the kernel has been ground, so it doesn't have a Tzura of a Pri Adome. So you say it lost its Bracha. It's lost the Bracha of Pri Adome. Here it also lost the tzure. It's not a zayis anymore. Vafal pi can you make a broche of a boire pri ha'etz. So l'chayre, the kasha is, what's the tzushtel? Shemen, that's l'chayre, the tachlis of the peiri. So the cat, it got better. Here, Lemaise, it didn't get better. It's not a Pri Adom, and it didn't get any better. What is the Zustell to Shemen? So, Rab Zundel Misalant, just I'll once explain the Gemara's Kasha as follows. He wants to say that you should know Shemen also, it got worse theoretically. Why? Because before, as when it was in the Matzav of Azayas, everyone used to eat it. Who eats now? Who is the whole machel of Shemen that one makes a Bayer Priyates is all the people with sore throats. So it also was Nishtane Natli Iluya. This is not the Tachlis. The Tachlis of the Zayas is only for six people. The Tachlis of the Zayas is Fakert. It was also a Yeriden Yesod. Va'aval Pikein, it still has the Broch of Boire Priyates, even though the Tzura of the Zayas became Nishtane, you still make a Boire Priyates. So here also the same thing, even though the Tzura of the Kernel became Nishtane, you should make a Boire Priyadom. So he answered him, no. Midomi, Hosom Lesle Iluya Achine. Hoche Isle Iluya Achine Bepas. Vechi Isle Iluya Achine. Now let us see Pshat in this Teretz in Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Hocha islei iluya achrim. That means that this kemach is aimed for something much better. Hilkach yotzo michlal pri. That means that if this is aimed now to become pas, and this is already a step on the way to become pas, so it is ois pri. Before it was a pri, now it's a step towards becoming pas. Uleklal derech achilosei leibo. That means it's becoming ois pri. It's on the way to becoming pas, but basher usham it's not pas. Avol samemela what is? So we'll see soon what is. Avol hashemen. Miyad bo b'shinuyoi leklal derech achilosoi. That means in this matzav of Shemen, this is also a derech achila. That means, let us say, for practical purposes, the Gemara's machadish in the Teretz, that Shemen is also, for the people that have sore throats, Shemen is take eshtani liluya. You can't take away your sore throat by eating olives the whole day. The shemen, that when it becomes a part of a nigroin, it's a machel, that's a derech achila for a certain suga people. The ikera peri lekach notuo. That means people plant olives to get oil. Hilkach prihu. That means as follows. The Gemara is machadish. When you make a bracha, boire pri ho eitz, boire pri ho adomo, the pri is not identified only through the naked eye. What grows on the tree, what grows from the ground, that's the pri. The oil in the can, since this doesn't grow from the ground, this is not the pri. No. If lemaise, if there's a market for oil, that's derech achilosoi. People eat oil. Their achilas zeisim is al yedei achilas shemen. So the tachlis of the peiri is also considered a peiri. The ikar peiri lekach notu. It was planted to end up as oil. So the tachlis, and it is also a type of a tachlis for the people who, all the people with sore throats, that's a tachlis. So memele, so that gives it, so this is also a pri, even though it didn't grow that way. But it was planted for this purpose, so this is also called the pri ha'etz, the tachlis why zeisim are planted. So therefore one can make a bayre pri ha'etz on shemen also, and will accept that this is called also a tachlis, for kaponim those who are choshesh begroinam. Ma she'en kein, kemach, is not a tachlis. The pri that grew, it's not. The tachlis, what it's aimed for, it's also not. So therefore, Rav Nachman says, you make a shahakel. So the Gemara asks a kasha, v'omar Rab Zeire, omar Rav Masna, omar Shmuel. Akare chaya, let's get a kasha. An Rav Nachman. Akare chaya. If a person eats a raw squash, v'kimche desari, and if a person eats the flour made out of barley, mevolchim olayu shahakol niye bedvoroi. So two things we have over here, you make a shahakel. The flour of barley, you make a shakel. My love, the chiti boire priya adomo. Now that the Gemara came to this conclusion, there are a few mahalchim in the Gemara, but let us say the poshet the mahalach. This, the shitas hakol boy in the Rama is that if a person eats a raw barley, one makes a shahakel. It's not edible. So one does not make a beire pri adoma on a raw barley, even though one makes a beire pri adoma on a raw chita. Kaisis es a chita, you make a beire pri adoma. A kaisis es a soire, you make a shahakel. Now, if we will assume that this is true, so kimche desari, now if you made kemach out of this barley, so there's no reason not to make a shahakel. What should you make? I mean, you just took the sari and you ground it. So why did he have to tell us v'kimchi desari mevolchinen olayu shahakel? It's poshet. So the Gemara says no. Loi, v'chiti nami shahakel niye bedvori. V'chiti also make a shahakel. So the Gemara says if also v'lishminin v'chiti, so let him tell us v'kert. Let him tell us v'chitim you make a shahakel v'koshken desari. So the Gemara says, no. I ashmin in the chiti. If you would tell me chitim, you also make a shahakel. Hava min, I would think, hani mili the chiti. I would think only chitim you make a shahakel. Avul desari loy levorich olay klal. But I would think, kimche desari, the flour made out of seirim, you don't make any bracha whatsoever. Kamash malon, that know that even kimche desari, you also make a shahakel. So the Gemara says, what kind of chiddush is that? Umigora, mimelach, vizomis. Is it worse than salt? It's something. It doesn't taste so good, but it's a epis amachel it is. This nan al hamelach, valazomis, zomis is meimelach. Oima shahakol ni bedvore. You make a shahakol. So what's the chiddush that on kimche desari you make a shahakol? So the Gemara says, no, it's a moiridike chiddush. Itzrich, salke daitach amina melach vizomis, ovidinish the shodi lepume. Person, he can take a piece of salt and put it in his mouth. It tastes, he has some type of a taste. So, mamele, you make a shahakel. Avul kimche desari, the problem isn't only that it doesn't have too great of a taste. Hoyul vikoshe lekukiyani. That this kimche desari brings worms in the intestines, so it's a mazik also. So here we have a moire de ketziruf. It doesn't taste too great, and it's a mazik. So I would think lo livrich ole klal, you shouldn't make any brocha whatsoever. Kamash malon, no. Kiven dis lehano minei boi bluchi. That means when he puts it into his mouth, epes ano he has. So it's not worse than melach v'zomis. Eventually he'll get sick from it. In birchas hanenim getos nishtarayim. Just like if a person is an allergic to a food and afterwards he'll get a terrible reaction, abo basher roshon anos gorin he has. So lemais anos gorin anos meiv he have. Even though 5 minutes later he'll be sick to his stomach, abo al koponim, that's called the one makes a birchas hanenim on this. So that is the chiddush of kimche desari. Kimche desari, even though the no isn't too great, and it brings it's mazik also, kamash malom, that you make a shahakel. Rashi, my love, mida omar sari, mechlal desvir alei bechiti, boire pri adomo, choshev. Davke sari, because the sari alone is a shahakel, but this since you make on chite by priyadomis, so you make on the kemach also by priyadomis. And we go on me melach vizomis, veiche teisek adaiton the loite boy brocha, how would they ever think you should make a brocha at all? Zomis, so the Bach says, me melach. kuki ani toiloim shebemeayim, de islehano baachila. Kimcha dechite zektaisves nire deloi mairi bekimcha mamish. It is not speaking about, it is ground finally. Dimkein loy shayche bei broche de boire priyadome, because it's not edible. It doesn't taste good. If you have fine flour, one would not make a shahakel. Alamayri, so Tosis has two alternatives. Either it's speaking about bekimche shekoirem ishkalatir, that means it is not, it's a coarse flour. A coarse flour, so memela, one tastes part of the, it's so one can taste part of the chita there. Then it has some sort of a chita taste. The fine flour doesn't have any taste. Oi, if you say it's speaking about a fine flour, it's talking about the kemach she'oisin, just like you make a kemach mishiboy leshul, shemiyavshin betano. That means if the kernels were roasted first, and then you'll make a flour, so that flour has mestama a roasted taste, even though it's a very fine flour. So Bekitza Taisis is just telling us that afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda, you make a beir pri adoma, the episode should have, it should have some sort of a taste. So either it's talking about, either it's a coarse flour, or if it's a fine flour, but it's speaking about that the kernels were roasted, so it has also some sort of a taste. Zog de Gemara weiter. Kura. Now, kura is pshat. This is the branch of a dekel. And each year, the branches extend. The year that they extend, let's say you have each year, the branches extend 5 inches. So in year Tovshin Memches, these 5 inches are soft and edible. That's in Tovshin Memches. These 5 inches in Tovshin Memtes will harden, will become a piece of wood, and then another 5 inches will grow. So now a person in Tovshin Memches cut off these 5 inches when it was still soft, and he wanted it, and he ate it. So what broche does he make? Kura. This is the branch which as yet did not harden and become wood. It's still edible. Rav Yehuda oimer boirei priyo adoma. So Rav Yehuda says you make a boirei priyo adoma. This is not the pri ha'eitz, the pri that it's oimer to grow. That's something else. That's the tamarim. But al kaponim, it's not worse than a pri adoma. You make a boirei priyo adoma. This is a priyo adoma. Ushmul omar shahakol niye bedvoy. No. Shmuel holds it's not oimit, this is not a pri, this is not oimit to be eaten. A pri adoma means also something that's grown to be eaten. It doesn't come from an eitz, it's not the chshivas of an eitz, so it's a pri adoma. But this is not oimit to be eaten. If you had a nor from something, you make a shahakol. Rav Yehuda omar boire pri adoma peirehu. It's a peiri. So it means it's a machel, and it comes from the adoma. So this is priya adoma. It's not basar and cholov or the beim. It's a machel that comes from the adoma. So you make a better priya adoma. Ushmul oma shahakol niya bedvorei hoyol v'soifei lahakshes. That since this is not oimit to be a peiri, the soif is it's going to get hard and become an eitz. So this is not, so this doesn't have a shame peiri. So why? And the proof is because if you leave it ligomer, it'll become an eight. So this is, that doesn't have a shame peiri. So that means you see that the physical content of this kure is, it's, the gemar is not to be eaten. The gemar is, it becomes an eight. So therefore it doesn't have a shame peiri. From the sof, you see what it's aimed to be. Amalei Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, so, but then Shmuel, who says that you make a shahakel, he says, Shinene kevosach mestava, but I think you're right. Why? Because my whole yesod is, that since the gemar hagidol is, it becomes ois peiri, it becomes unedible, Dotznoin, a radish is also the same thing. Saif elahakshayis, a tznoin, if it is left long enough in the ground, will become hard as a rack.
Va'aval pikein. So even though the gemar is that the gemar of the peiri is, it becomes ois peiri. But al kaponim, if it was picked before the gemar and now it's edible, you make a beir priyadome. I'm a vochen like beir priyadome. So memelo hu adin by kaira, even though the gemar is, that will become eventually ois peiri, aber basher usham, if now it's edible, you should make a beir priyadome. So that's what, so Shmuel held that Rabbi Yehud is right. And the Gemara says, Volohi, no Shmuel, you're right. If no tzushtelts, it's nine. That's right. It's nine, if it will be left in the ground, it will become hard as a rock. The kure, if it will be left on the tree, it becomes an eight. But the shaila is, what is the purpose when people plant tznoin? What is the purpose of the planting? Tznoin noti inshi adaiti de pugle. It is planted in order to be picked before it gets hard as a rock. Atznoin is a machel, and people plant it to, in order to harvest it when it's still edible. Not the inchedite the pugla, so therefore it's a priyadome. If you leave it there long enough, it'll get harder. So fakert, so the machel it has in this stage. If you leave it there another stage, it'll become ice machel. But it's planted for this stage, and in this stage there's a shei machel. Dikla, when a person plants a dekel, they not the inchedite the kure. If everyone would eat the branches, you never end up with a dekel. The tachlis of these branches are not to cut them down and eat them. The tachlis of these branches are to let them get hard and eventually fruits will come out of them. So memele, so since the tachlis is not lachile, the tachlis on the tia is not that they should be eaten, so it doesn't have a shame machel, doesn't have a shame peri. You decided to eat it. So you make a shakel near bedvore. Let us see Rashi. Kura rach shel dekel. This is the soft part of the branches of a dekel. Kshanof of gdeilim b'chol shana v'shana. When the branches grow each year. Kederech kol eilonis anoysef b'shana zurach. What comes on this year is soft. V'shana shtim is kashiv and asa eitz. Next year it gets hard. It becomes a piece of wood. If he won't cut it, then it'll also become hard as an eighth. Adaita de pugla. Someone says, but you look what the tachlis of the neti is. La ochloi. The tachlis is to be eaten. Rach. Ushmai pugla. And a soft radish is called pugla. So the Gemara says, in order to have a shame pri or not to have a shame pri depends on what the tachlis of the neti is. If the neti, the tachlis is that this should be eaten, so this is the peiri. If the tachlis is this shouldn't be eaten, it's not the peiri. Let us see Taisvis. Loinati inchi adaita de kure. People do not plant the dekel in order that the kure should be eaten. Vesava gemore kebosi de shmul, oi paskin le shmul. The inkain. Oisei lulove gefanim, the vines that grow by the gefanim. No one plants these vines in order to eat the vines, even though they're edible in the younger stages. No, the vines are planted that clusters of grapes should go out of them. So you make shahakal on them, because now there is a certain type of almonds. Ksheheim rakim, when the almonds are soft and they're small, so then the kernel or the pit inside or the almond inside is not edible. The klipa, the klipa, the shell in the younger stages is edible. Kshem rakim oichlim kliposam achitzoin. Then it's possible to eat the klipa. So Taisa says, but when a person plants almonds, it's not the tachlis. The klipa is some type of a taste, but that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is that one should wait till the almonds become bigger, and then the chelik apnimi, the inside chelik, that's the ikapeiri, and then the klipa is unedible. So memelem, blinatilu adaiti dochle meichlu kishain rakim, that one should eat the klipa when it's rakim. The tachlis on the tea is that one should eat the garen when it gets bigger. Kim lechel agarinim shlem kshayiz bashlu, to eat the garen when it gets ripe. Is mevorach alayus, if a person now goes and takes the klipa of the shkedim when they're still not ripe, he has to make a shahakel. This is all because we paskin like Shmuel, and we look if it's not ilo adaita dahochi. So the Gemara asks, so you're telling me a klal, that you look what the purpose of the neti is. If the purpose of the neti is that this should be eaten, you make a boire priyat. If the purpose is not that this should be eaten, you don't make a boire priyat. So the Gemara asks, Cholechad leinoti in shi adaita dahochi lema vachinen alei. You do not make a broche on something that was planted with an intent not to be eaten. Now, tzlaf is a type of a short bush. It's a short tree. It's a caper tree, whatever that is. The noti inchi adaita de pirche. People plant the tzlaf for the pirche. Now, the pirche, well, this is called, in other words, the evyonis. That means there's a peri that grows out of this caper tree, this tzlaf. And that's the tachlis. Usnam, and we learned in the Mishnah, al minei nitzpa, and all the minim that come out of a tzlaf, al ha'olin, on the leaves, va'al ha'tamrois, the tamrois is the types of buds which are on the beginning of the leaves, which are also eaten. You have leaves which are edible. You have tamreis types of buds. Rashi says they look like the buds that a leaf of an arava comes out from. Al koponim, al ha'olin, on the leaves. Val ha'tamreis, and on these buds, oime boire priyadom. Va'alo evyoines, on the fruit. Val ha'kafrisin. The kafrisin is a type of a klipe that grows, a type of a shell that grows on the avyonis. So we have here a type of a tree, a type of a plant, and whatever grows on it, you make a broche. The kafrisim, you make also boire priyoetz. The olim and the tamris, you make a boire priyadome. This tree was planted for the avyonis. Whatever you eat of it, you make a broche. So you make a boire pri adom, even though it wasn't planted for that. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok answered him, no, you're making a big mistake. Tzlaf noti inchi adaita deshuse. When a person plants tzlaf, so whatever comes out of it, the leaves are edible, the tamris are edible, it's not the ikar, but it's also planted to be eaten. Because when you take off the leaves, you're not being mazik the tree. The tree will go without the leaves. You don't need the leaves for next year. So memele, all these things which grow on this tzlaf are edible. And it's planted for the purpose to be eaten. Dikla, but a dekel, not the inchi adaita dekura. A person doesn't plant a dekel that the branches should be eaten. If you eat up the branch, you lose your dekel. So the Gemara says, "Vafa gav de kol se Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda." Even though Shmuel praised Rabbi Yehuda's svara, and he said, "Kavosech mistavre," he brought a raya from Tznayin. Hilchas and kavosech de Shmuel, we paskin like Shmuel. Let us see Rashi. Tzlaf min eitz. It's a type of a tree. Adaita de pircha. The netiya is for the pircha. Shem pirya. That is the pri that grows out of it. Minay nitzpa. Nitzpo hu tzlaf. Lefisha gedeilim boi kame mini achile. There are different types of minim which can be eaten. Korilei mini. Tamreis besoich ha'olim. In the leaves, gedeilim kimin tamreis. U boiltin be'olo. Kamei be'olim shal arove. The things that buds, that the buds that the olo comes out from. So these are the tamreis of a tzlaf. Evyoinois, hu haperi. Kafrisin, hu klipa gdeilish, svives haperi. Ken klipa hagdeilos ovive goizim dakim. So the Gemara says, tzlaf noti inchi adaita deshusa. Lechel esa olim, vesa tamris, everything. She'einon mematin ha'se'ilon bekach. By eating the tamris and the olim, you are not destroying the tree. So therefore, since you're not destroying the tree, so every edible chelik of the tree is oimed l'achila. The ikir, you make a boire priyates. The tfeilim, make a boire priyadoma. Dikle l'nati in she'adaiti lechal ha'sakoire. She'oichle memayit ha'feilon. If you'll eat up the koire, you'll never end up with branches. So therefore you make a bayre, therefore you make a shahakal according to Shmuel. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Tzlaf. Now again we're going to speak about the tzlaf. We're going to speak about, we said that the fruit is called the Vyoinis and the clip is called the Kafrisin. Omar Rav. Tzlaf shel olo b'chutzolo oretz. If a person is a tzlaf shel olo, this is in the first 3 years, and it's chutzolo oretz. Chutz Loretz, the klal is Ola and Chutz Loretz is Osa. Sofik Ola, Rashi learns, it's Osa Midarabonon. It's Machlokes in the Gemara in Kedushin. It's Osa Midarabonon. And Sofik Ola is Mutter. Now, Tzlav Shel Ola Bechutz Loretz. The person is that Tzlav Shel Ola. Zoyrek Esav Yoinis. The fruit he throws away. That he can eat. It's Ola. But the klipa of the fruit is permitted to eat, even though it's ola. Lememre, so the Gemara says, so what is Rav telling us? The avyoinis peiri, that avyoinis, that's a peiri, that's also ba'ola. The kafrisin, lav peiri, the kafrisin are not a peiri. The ramino, we just learned the baraisa before. Al mine nitzvan, all the meaning that come out from the tzlaf, al ha'olim, val ha'tamris, oimer b'ir p'yadom. Val ha'vyaynis, val ha'kafrisim, oimer b'ir p'yayitz. So memeli yisif, it's b'ir p'yayitz. So the kafrisim is also considered the p'yayitz. So this is the peiri also. So just like the iser ola applies to the avyaynis, it should apply to the kafrisim also. So how could you say, zeirik as avyaynis, v'ichol as ha'kafrisim? So the Gemara says, "Who da omar ke Rabbi Kiva? Rav held like Rabbi Kiva. Why? This, what does Rabbi Kiva say? This nan we learned as follows: Rabbi Elazar oimer tzlaf misaser. Rabbi Elazar says, on tzlaf you give maaser. From what do you give maaser? On the tamreis, on the evyoines, on the kafrisim. You give maaser on all these three things." Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Amis Aser, Ella Avyaynes Bilvat. Now let us explain something. This Tzlaf is a very short tree. Here's Fashidin Halochis. Rabbi Lezer holds that the Tamrois you give Meiser als Meiser Yerek. The Avyaynes and Kafrisin you give Meiser als Meiser Ilon. Rabbi Kiva says, no, the other things are Bechlau Gornish mit Gornish, and the only Maisa Ilan you give is only the Avyaynis. Emes Yaser, Ella Avyaynis Bovad, Bimneisha Hu Peri. That you only give Maisa on the Avyaynis, that's the Peri. All the other things are not Peris, it's not a Yerek, and the Kafrisan is nothing. So Memele, you only give Maisa on the Avyaynis. So see, Rabbi Kiva holds that only the avyaynis is a peiri. So therefore, Rav said, in chutz la'oretz, you throw away the avyaynis, eat the kafrisim. So the Gemara says, so what is pshat? Rav is passing like Rabbi Kiva. V'nei malochi ki Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara says, no. Iyo malochi ki Rabbi Kiva avamine afilu ba'oretz. I would think, afilu in Eretz Yisrael, he passes like Rabbi Kiva. That what? That only the avyaynis are the peiri. The kafrisim is not a peiri. No, he didn't want to do that. He said, no, in chutz la'aretz, kamash malon, no, there's a machloikis. If the kafrisim is a peiri or not a peiri, kamash malon, kol ha-meikol ba'aretz, alochi kemaisai b'chutz la'aretz. That since there's a machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lozo, is the kafrisim nichlal b'chlal peiri or not, if the kafrisim is a peiri, there's a din ola. If the kafrisim is not, that's according to Rabbi Lezer. If the kafrisim is not a peiri, there's no din ola. So the klal is kol ha-meikol ba'oretz halachi k'maisa b'chutz la'aretz. Avol ba'oretz loy. So the Gemara says v'nei ma'alachi k'Rabbi Kiva b'chutz la'aretz. Why did you have to speak a case? Say we pass on the b'kiva b'chutz la'aretz. The kol ha-meikol ba'oretz halachi k'maisa b'chutz la'aretz. So the Gemara says, Yomah Hochi, if he would say this, and he would bring down the case what they're speaking about, Hava Minahani Mili Gabi Ma'aser Ilam. I would think he's only Meikel and Ma'aser Ilam. The Be'eretz Gufa Midarabonah. Ma'aser Ilam and Eretz Yisrael alone is Adarabonah. So Meil on Chutz Loretz is even less than that. There he was Meikel like Rabbi Kiva. Avol Gabi Yolo. The Be'eretz Midaraisa, but by all in Eretz Yisrael, it's an Issa Daraisa. Eime b'chutz lo'etz namen nigzo, we should be goyzer chutz lo'etz oto Eretz Yisrael, and we should not be meikel by kafrisin. Kamash melon, that no, that we are meikel by kafrisin in chutz lo'etz. Let us see Rashi. Ola b'chutz lo'etz midivrei soif k'min. It's only us and the Rabbana. The Chol HaMekel Ba'oretz, Ba'ola, Alochi, Kemoisai, B'chutz Lo'oretz. The Kivin, the Eina Min HaTeira, Alochi, Achra HaMekel. Gabi Maiser, Dode Rabbi Kivil, Gabi Maiser Itma. The Maiser, Peire, Seilon. The Ba'oretz, Gufe, the Rabbana. She'ateira, Alochi, Haivam, La'asal, Dogen Tirish V'yitza. The whole Chiv is only on Dogen Tirish V'yitza. So Memele, so that's what he says, no, Afilu Ba'ola, we paskin, like, afilu by Ola, we pass like Bakiva and Chutz Lo'aretz.